Boys and girls, last week we learned about that dying thief who went into paradise. You must know that there is now no paradise on earth. But at one time, this world was like a paradise. When God created the world at the very first in 6 days, he announced that it was very good. And that means that it was in God's eyes exactly as he designed it, exactly as he wished it to be, with everything reflecting his own glory and nature. There were no problems in the world when Adam and Eve were first created. There was no need for doctors to heal, and no need for policemen to settle conflicts and fights in the world. Nor was there any need for preachers when God first created the world, because the whole creation preached the glory of God. And Adam and Eve could interpret quite well, this is God's world made for us to glorify him and to worship him. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And the beautiful world that God created is something like a mirror. And a mirror doesn't create anything. It doesn't make anything better or different, but it reflects what is really there. And the world that was created for God's glory projected the wonderful truth that God is all-wise, all-powerful, and that he is all-good. And so when Adam and Eve looked at the tall, leafy trees, the blue skies, the green, lush grass and shrubs that fill the earth from top to bottom, when they saw the birds, the fish, the animals, and so many kinds of things that they each made God, the creator of all things, look wonderful and glorious in their eyes. And God was pleased with his creation, and he enjoyed the praises of his own work. And somewhere in the Bible you will read sometimes that the trees clap and give praise to the glory of God. Now that might be a little poetical, but it was exactly what God wanted his creation to do. And so creation does not add to God's glory, for God's glory is unchangeable, but it is a showpiece, a demonstration of the kind of God that made everything. Now, before God created Adam and Eve and he put them in this world, the world had to be just right to support life. It needed to be at the right temperature, not freezing and not burning hot. It had to have the right amount of oxygen so that their lungs could breathe and retrieve the oxygen supply and the blood supply for their bodies. It needed to have the right amount of moisture so that their bodies did not dry out, plants did not just shrivel up, and it needed to have the right amount of daylight for everything to live as God intended. Adam and Eve could never have lived in this world without everything being perfectly ordered. Now, who planned and who created that so perfectly? We know that God did it. The Bible says, verse 1, Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created. And it doesn't tell us who that God is. Doesn't tell us how he did it. He spoke it by the word of his power, and he brought everything out of nothing. Now, he also gave to Adam and Eve eyes to behold and see the beauty of the world. He made Adam and Eve to have ears to hear his voice and to hear the sound of the animals. God also gave Adam and Eve tongues by which they could speak, pray, and sing their praises unto God. And then I want you to think of the birth of a new baby. When God gives a new baby and forms it in the mother's womb, and that child goes from depending on oxygen and life from its mother, and then in an instant at birth, to drawing life and oxygen from the air, what a wonder. Everything has to be perfectly prepared and detailed for that to happen. And just remember, that's how you come into this world. And just remember, God gives us every breath that we breathe, even behind a mask, for which we have to work a little harder to get that air we enjoy. Now, no scientist could make a robot that can have baby robots. It doesn't happen. But the all-wise, good, and gracious God made Adam and Eve to have children, and they could have children. And so he populated the whole world. But I want you to remember that to glorify God does not mean that it makes God more glorious. That's the way God has been from all eternity, from ever and ever in the past. And God is unchangeable. He will always be glorious in the future. Now, here's my question for you today. Why did God create you? Through your love for God and your obedience to Him, you, like those trees, plants, animals, and indeed in a much richer way, you glorify God by living for Him and by obeying Him. Failure to reflect God's glory is to live a very selfish life, a pointless, empty life of rebellion. And you are created to obey God's commands and worship His name. You need to carefully read the Bible, talk to God in prayer, worship in His house along with others who love and serve the Lord. Now, Adam and Eve could love, worship God so easily, because after all, it was a perfect world. There was no temptation, no evil, no sin all around them. Their hearts beat for God and delighted in God. They loved God with all their hearts because they were made upright in His image. But we who now live in a sinful world, we need help to love the Lord and worship Him. But God has sent a wonderful helper to us. He sent His Son, the Lord Jesus. And when He lives in our hearts, then it's so easy to love the Lord. And it's so easy to glorify Him in our daily tasks. And so when you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, you will then love and glorify Him in every area of your life, whether you're gardening, farming, fishing, playing sports, coming to church, serving God in any part of the world, because Jesus lives in us. We desire to make everything please Him, whether we eat or drink or whatsoever we do, we're to do to the glory of God. But to refuse to have the Lord Jesus live in your heart, so that you may be empowered to live more for God, to refuse that, it only shows how selfish you really are. Because you want to serve and honor yourself, not the God of heaven who created you. And therefore, you need to repent and you need to believe on the Lord Jesus, inviting Him into your heart. And he promises that he will wash away your sins. He will give you a new heart to glorify God. And one day, he will take you home to heaven to live with him for all eternity in that paradise where the dying thief is now rejoicing with the Lord.